Nigel, your team news first. What's your thinking ahead of this cup game?
We've got a few lads unavailable. Cup tied, Che Adams. And then we've got Chris O'Grady, who's injured, but we haven't got permission to play him anyway. And Paddy McCarthy, no permission. So we lose those out of the squad from the other night.
Do those force changes lead you to have an opportunity to maybe blood some others?
Yeah, it'll be somebody, a few will be getting an opportunity on Saturday, without doubt. So we've got Flo Cavalier back in the squad as well, which is good news for us and for him. He's been out a long time, 9-10 months now, a bit more with his knee. So he's played a few under-21 games, so it's nice to have him back involved.
What's your attitude going into a cup game? The cliche is that maybe the pressure's off from anything going on in the league. Is that the case, or is this as deadly serious as any other match?
I think it's deadly serious. I think the last few results at home have meant it's taken on added significance now. We might probably work out, we might be even a little bit edgier and nervous than normal. I hope not, but when you haven't won at home for a few games, then it's inevitable that creeps in.
Do you feel it's about time? Do you feel you're not getting your just desserts when it comes to performances being equating into wins, into points?
Definitely. I think we've played better at certainly in spells of our games. The two we've lost, Barnsley and MK Dons, were probably two of our best performances in the last couple of months. And then you end up losing the game. So we said the other night, it doesn't always go hand in hand, results and performances.
Do you think you've got the fans on your side? Do you think they're sympathetic to that? Do you think they're seeing the games as you're seeing them, that you know, you're not getting the results that the performances deserve?
I think they can't fail to recognise that teams are having two, three shots against us and scoring one goal, which is an unusually high ratio, and we're having our situations and chances ourselves far in excess of that. And I think that any supporter will also recognise that we're not getting the break of the ball in the penalty area, either penalty area at the moment.
Do you enjoy the cup? You're having a terrific run in the other competition, and that's just round the corner as well. You'd like a run in the FA Cup as well?
Be nice to do hand in hand. You know, you face one of these things, which it's great to be on the verge of the third round, and also in the quarterfinals of the League Cup. But we also know within 10 days we could be out of them both, and in 10 days we could still be in them both. So that's our aim.
Do you still get that buzz ahead of third round weekend? And I know the draw's Monday night and we're not through this round yet, but is there a buzz around the place that the third round draw and being in it and the opportunities, you know, they could be endless?
I think delaying the draw 48 hours has detracted from that a little bit. I think, you know, usually if you can get through on that second round day and then everybody's tuned into the radio for the draw straight afterwards. But I think when it's 48 hours later, then that dies down somewhat.
Are you thinking must win? Because a replay, it'll be a Tuesday, a Wednesday night, it'll be a journey in the cold. It's a long trip, no disrespect to the location of Plymouth, but is that going to be part of your message? Let's try and win this in the first 90.
I think there's a lot of reasons to try and get through, the replay being one of them. The normal replay date is when we play Southampton, so it'll probably go to the week after, a couple of days before Christmas. I think Plymouth's form is one that at home they are very, very strong indeed, and not so on the road. So lots of reasons for us to try and get through.
And John Sheridan's not a stranger to these parts, and he's had a bit of history in cup competitions as well.
I think they'll be relishing it. I think we're one of the teams that they'll have wanted out the hat, one of the biggest teams left in the competition at this second round. And I think the opportunity for them to come and play at Bramall Lane, they'll be looking forward to it.
Does that help you, them wanting to make a few headlines? It might free things up for you and enable you to play the game you want to play.
You hope so, but also I think John will be thinking if we can get them back to Plymouth, then that will be a very good result for them. So they'll have that at the back of the mind as well.
And is it with a cup game and looking ahead to the draw and going into this one that whenever there's a draw, you want a home game, don't you? You don't mind who you play. It's just getting a home draw, and you've got that here. You've got it against Southampton coming up soon.
That's it. Two good games into two good cup games at Bramall Lane within 10 days, and I hope we can play as well as we have done in some parts of the recent home games. We'll get better results. That's our aim. There's not too much wrong. A couple of little things need tweaking here and there, but our performance has generally been good enough to achieve more than the points we've had.